Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your life.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, well, today's guest is none other than Paul Selig, and he's known for 6 channeled books, including I Am the World. He has a new book out now, Beyond the Known, Realization. This book really brings home the need for us to know who we really are. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is hopefully no stranger to you because we've talked to him over the last so many years, and that is Paul Selig. Now, Paul is considered one of the foremost spiritual channels working today. His work has been featured in places like ABC News, Nightline, Fox News, the Biography Channel series, The Unexplained, and more. His 6 channeled books, including I Am the Word, and his most recent, The Book of Freedom, are published by Tarcher Penguin. His latest book, which Brenda just raved about before I tore it from her hands, is called Beyond the Known, Realization. Paul, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, what does the title of your book mean? What realization do we want to go beyond?
My understanding is it's the realization of the inherent divine that expresses in everything, mm-hmm. and that includes who and what we are. We're operating according to the guides who, you know, work through me and dictate these texts. We're operating in this misunderstanding of identity, and we're replacing the personality structure, which is a construct, an idea of who we are, with the truth of who we are, which they say is the divine self or the divine seeking to express as us. So mm-hmm. they're teaching us the realization of the inherent divine and how that impacts the lives we live and the manifest world that we experience. Yeah.
And you know, one of the real aha moments for me, Paul, around that in your book was the inherent divine in everything mm-hmm. and in rocks. It isn't mm-hmm. just in trees that grow and flowers that bloom mm-hmm. and bees that mm-hmm. buzz, but even the inherent divine in everything. And that really gave me an aha moment and gave me a deeper appreciation of the sacredness in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're saying. They say, you know, you can't make the rock holy. It's already holy, but you can deny the divinity in everything. Mm-hmm. And in the book that they've dictated since realization, the next book, which will be the eighth, they're really saying that humanity's only real problem or challenge is the denial of the divine that is present in all things, and that our awareness shifting to what is always true, which is the source of all things expressed as form, actually translates our reality. It lifts mm-hmm. it to what they call the upper room or a higher expression of experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This higher expression of experience, let's face it, at this level, the humans that we are, and I believe you've often said, you also struggle with some of mm-hmm. these concepts. These are not yeah. easy concepts, and they are certainly beyond mental concepts.
Well, you know, they're not difficult concepts. The concept themselves seem extraordinarily simple. Mm-hmm. It's the sort of recognition of that mm-hmm. and the experience of that that I find so challenging, because I, you know, live in a world, as you do, where I was taught the meaning of everything, and I was taught what potential was, and I was taught that if there was a God at all, you know, maybe it was up there in a cloud someplace, you know, and mm-hmm. some place you go right. after you die. And what the guides are teaching is about the omnipresence of Source. Mm-hmm. They say there's actually one note playing in the entire universe, and that note articulates in everything that we see. Everything, finally, they say, is of Source, because nothing can be outside of it. And that's the realization that's so challenging, because it really does mean that nothing's quite what I thought it was.
Right.
And they break it down. They're pretty good at explaining this stuff, and I understand the concepts, and they feel simple. But do I struggle with them personally? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of those concepts, you know, when we really look at everyone and everything as God presence, if you will, the divine, then we look at bad actors, Paul, really mm-hmm. bad actors, which we mm-hmm. have several running the world right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the most challenging points, is to recognize the God of them. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, we lift them to a higher place. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, that's what the guides say. I mean, it's not like you're painting a turd, you're glazing it and saying, look at this pretty turd. You're really realizing that everything is of God, or nothing can be.
Right.
So it's not painting a pretty picture or trying to make it better. It's realizing, mm-hmm. and that is the key word, that nothing can be outside of the divine. Mm-hmm. And they say the recognition of the divine in another actually supports them in their own realization of it.
Yes.
So it goes back to this whole thing of, you know, you can't make anything holy, but it's really easy to deny it
yes.
in a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and to
criticize. When we do that, we agree we're going into a vibrational accord or agreement with
yes.
the things we don't want.
Yeah, right. We go into that lower vibration with them yeah. when we criticize and judge them instead of lift them. But here's the conundrum. We do lift them by recognizing that, but that doesn't mean we can't take common sense action or steps to stop yeah. somebody that's hurting us or really yeah. causing a lot of harm, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suspect everything has to do with a level of accord that we've come to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guides in their teaching get pretty far out. I mean, they've said mm-hmm. things like, you know, you lift above the battlefield.
Yes.
In consciousness, because you're realizing the inherent divine that must be present in all things. But they also say, if you're walking down the street and two people are fighting and you're in a position to stop the fight, stop the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a passive teaching.
Right.
But the recognition of the inherent divine is active, they say. It's actually the act of alignment at that level of source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, if everything is in co-resonance and you begin operating at a higher level, what you're doing by nature of being is lifting what you encounter.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making it better or trying to correct it the way you think it should be. You're realizing what must always be true.
Yeah.
You know, we're accountable, I understand, for all of our actions.
Yeah.
You know, everything we do, we're still accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
But how we address others is a big part of the teaching.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
How we lift the world. The guides say, you know, they talk about lifting people and things to the upper room, to that level of consciousness. And they say again and again, you can't lift the wicked man to the upper room, because in claiming him as wicked, you've aligned to that level of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You're down there with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the way to do it is to realize him beyond the deed, beyond what you think of him as a level of personality, but you recognize that the divine must be present in everybody. You know, you really can't exclude, and that's challenging stuff for me.
It's opening to a possibility. I remember how it felt and the great relief I felt and the great awareness that came when I did that with our daughters when they were young and they were off and they were living in New York City and we were in L.A. and it didn't seem that it was going that well, and all I could do was essentially resign to the this is what's happening, and they have, I had to see them as having the possibility of just moving through it and rising above the problem. And that was a very simplistic day-to-day kind of situation, but I felt very differently. And I think it's, Paul, easier to see this, to have compassion for other people. The hard part's having compassion for ourselves.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I think we tend to judge ourselves as harshly as maybe we judge others, and sometimes even more harshly than we judge others.
Oh, I mean, it's easier for me to recognize the inherent divinity in a tree than it is for me to recognize the inherent divinity in myself some days, you know, and I think that's probably true for many of us. It's because I'm identifying with my ideas of who I have been or should be at the exclusion of the true self, which they say is always present.
Yes.
Again, you can't make yourself holy, you already are.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. I mean, it's the challenge in the teaching. The third book, pardon me, that they wrote, what they dictated through me, was called The Book of Knowing and Worth, which seems to be the book that addresses this.
Yes.
This belief that we're separate from our source
or
we're unworthy of it. And the guides say, you know, we can only claim what we believe we're worthy of. That's our job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're here with Paul Selig. The book is Beyond the Known Realization. And we're going to be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better? For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and today we're really digging a little deeper than often, especially for a drive time show. But it's all
who we are.
This is who we are. Yes, and this is who you are. And I think that's. We're talking with Paul Seligman. We're talking about his newest book, Beyond the Known Realization. And, you know, you are capable of all of these things that he talks about in his series of books. And they are, it's a great series. And this one in particular was awakened a lot of things in us.
And, you know, I have to tell you, Paul, I was working with a client the other day who has... She has cancer, but she has also one that's been handed down to her and through generations. And she had a daughter at 7 years old die from it. And she felt very guilty and shameful that she had brought this little child into the world, not knowing that this was a disease that she could pass on. And she has had 4 other different types of cancers. And in the middle of what we were talking about and we were doing some healing work, I just asked her, I said, what if you knew in every cell of your being that you are the divine, that you are God presence? And she did like that. She went, and then it was silent. And I said, are you okay? And she was crying. And she said, oh my God, that struck me like lightning. It was like a bolt of energy that went through her. And she said, oh, that is going to change my life. And I thought, oh my God, Paul, that simple question to her, if she knew that she was divine. And then we talked about your book and the divinity and everything. And she was like so excited. And there was a shift in her energy I had not felt before. Just sharing that message. What do you feel about that? I mean, that has to feel pretty good that this book can change people's lives like that.
You know, it's hard for me. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, I'm not the author of the books, you know.
Right.
I'm the radio that plays the broadcast.
Right.
And I'm challenged again and again and again by how deeply affected people are by this. And it's not because I don't believe it. It's that I don't understand still at a certain level how this all came to be. So I am gratified. You know, people write me frequently, you know, and, you know, or they write the office and, you know, they come up to me. I got stopped in the airport for the first time the other day. It's surprising to me still, I guess, that anybody even knows this stuff. But, you know, some of it that I was channeling in my living room for 18 years for a small group of people and not expecting this work to have the bandwidth that it's come to have in terms of a readership or people beginning to work with the teaching. So it is gratifying. It's just a little confounding.
Well, it's a book whose time has come, obviously. Yeah. And we talked about in the last segment, we started talking about the upper room, and there's 3 requirements, I believe, that the guide shared with you to get in or to live in the upper room, to be part of that frequency, that high energy. And one of them is that self-compassion we talked about. The second one is humility. That's another challenging one for most.
Well, you know, I don't recall the three instructions. You know, I haven't looked at the book actually since I sat in the studio and did the audiobook. And when I'm channeling the book, I tend to retain about a third of the teachings. And then I read them when I'm proofing the transcripts, because the books are all spoken and then transcribed and then published without editing. The teaching of humility is a simple one in some ways. You know, very early on, because they're talking about the manifestation of the divine in form, or even if you want to go so far as to say the word, which they call the action of the creator, made flesh, which is manifestation, the truth of who we are in form. But they made a real clear distinction of what this means early in the teachings. And they said it to a group of students in one of the first workshops that I ever channeled. They said, you know, you don't become the Christ becomes you, which is you become the expression of the divine. It's not about the deification of the small self or what the guides call the personality structure. You know, everything is of source, which would have to include the personality self. One of the first things that I ever heard, and I'm 99% sure that I heard this in channel, and it was when I was first opening up in my early 30s, and I heard, freedom will come when the throne relinquishes its king. And I didn't get what that meant, and now I get what it means, which is basically who sits in the throne. Is it the true self or the divine self, or is it the personality self? They say the personality self rules a small kingdom. And the true self has, you know, claims his or her its inheritance, if you wish, which is the kingdom of the divine, kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And by that, they mean their definition of a kingdom is the realization of the inherent divine in all manifestation. Mm-hmm. The one who enters the kingdom is the one who is aligned to that, not the one who demands to get what he wants when he wants it. You know, this isn't necessarily a teaching of accruing stuff. It's right. actually a teaching perhaps a bit more about letting go of ideas mm-hmm. of what's important that we've been indoctrinated in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because I keep thinking of how you mentioned your role. You know, you're the radio that this comes through, and that gives kind of new meaning to our attuning to these ideas. In other words, the upper room in some sense is an attunement. It's an awareness. And if we can hold that awareness, well, there we are. Does that make sense?
I didn't catch everything you said, forgive me.
Oh, that's okay. I was saying that the sense I get of this is similar to how you explained your role. We mm-hmm. we attune to yeah. this level of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, yeah. I mean, they say one of the guides work with these attunements, and they say an attunement, or they call them claims of truth, and they say mm-hmm. the language supports us in the alignment. And one of the claims is the claim, I know how I serve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people hear, I know how I serve, and they think it means what their career is going to be. And the guides say how one serves is how one is most fully expressed as the true self.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes your expression, actually, as the true self, is what transforms what you encounter. I mean, one of the most simple teachings of the guides, which they say all the time, you can't be the light and hold another in darkness.
Mm.
It just can't be so. It's the hypocrisy of most religion at this point.
Yep.
And they say, you know, the true self knows how it expresses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the function of it. You know, that doesn't mean you're not active in the world as the true self.
Right.
You know, it just means it's not a contest. It means it's how you be at the level of vibrational accord that you align to. And by being at that level, which they call the upper room, you lift what you encounter to that level of vibrational accord.
Mm.
It's a simple teaching, truthfully, but
right.
it can take a while to unpack it.
Mm. Yes, and to live it, actually live it.
Yeah, that takes longer.
Oh, yeah. fear is a big thing on this planet, Paul. So how does one overcome fear when it's all we hear and talk about most of the time? In other words, is fear real or is fear an idea? Because the guides talk about everything being an idea except the
yeah.
truth.
Well, they have said that, you know, and they say everything is of God, including fear,
mm-hmm.
because nothing can be outside of God, but they say fear doesn't know it. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the problem with fear. Fear
mm-hmm.
is in denial of its inheritance, of
mm-hmm.
its being an aspect of Source.
Mm-hmm.
So they do talk about everything being an idea. It's funny, I just listened. And I rarely listen to, I thought it was a podcast that I didn't remember doing, but it turned out it was two guys talking about the Book of Realization on a podcast. And I've never heard a conversation about the work from two people who just read it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the things they spoke about, which was the idea that fear is just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And what is fear? Without the name fear, what is it? It's just energy.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, when they get into this stuff, which is almost a deconstruction of reality, you know, we know it's a chair and we know the function of a chair because we were taught what a chair is, you know, and
mm-hmm.
all of these things. The idea, I suspect, with fear is that we have aligned to a low level of vibration because we think we're supposed to and we think we need it. And the guides talk about the importance of not acting on fear, and they say the action of fear itself is to claim more fear. And they say,
mm-hmm.
look at every choice you've ever made in your life in fear and see what it got you. It gets you more of the same.
Right.
So they talk about the upper room as a place where fear doesn't express. And the idea of fear then isn't even present.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Once you have the idea of fear, you've already attached to it. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting stuff, and I can't say I fully understand it yet.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's pretty deep.
Yeah, yeah, but we've all been sort of searching around this idea of frequency. It's an often used expression for what we don't quite understand, but we are often at the effect of, and we can tune into different states. And so that's it's a great word for it, because it does represent a choice in a lot of ways. Well, we're here with Paul Selig. We're talking about his newest book, Beyond the Known Realization. His website, paulselig.com.
We'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Our website, conscioustalk.net. We always draw your attention to the events section because there's a lot going on in the fall and early winter. And then we'd love for you to join us on our Facebook page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Paul Selig. We're talking about his book, Beyond the Known, Realization. Now, you have to understand, he's written a series of books, and I believe this is number 8. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seven.
But okay. Number 8 is in the works.
So number 8 is coming out in August.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
And these are channeled books, folks. So Paul says he's just the radio through which the information comes and broadcasts outward. And Paul, we were talking about fear. And one of the things that struck me in the book when your guide said that when we fear others, we've decided for them. Can you shed a little light on that?
I don't recall the quote, but I do know that, you know, they've said things to the effect of, you know, you can make fear your God. And if you're frightened of another, you've made fear your God through the mask of the one you're seeing. So your idea of the other person becomes a form of idolatry, I suppose. I think that may be what they mean, but I don't recall the quote. Again, I said I recall about a third of this stuff, you know, after the fact.
Well, it makes sense what you said earlier about, you know, when you hold a person in a certain place, you're aligning to that energy. In other words, well, there's a coherence there in the energy.
Yeah, it's a simple teaching. You know, I don't know that it's original to the guides, but they use it all the time. And they say, what you damn, damns you back.
Mm.
What you bless, blesses you in return. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And when they work with this stuff and when they do this in workshops, they actually, you know, have people claim the inherent divinity in others. And you can feel, they call it the echo. But you can feel the vibrational field of the one being blessed at that level return. It comes in waves. It's really quite astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a whole, kind of phenomena that's attached to these teachings that are very experiential. You know, the guides say that the books are operating on two levels. They're the words in the page, which provide an intellectual context for the real book, which is the energy that informs the book.
Mm-hmm.
And the guides are actually working with us as we're working with the teaching. So, you know, that's been my experience with this.
Well,
and I think it's very true.
It is. I can attest to it when I was reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into this, this saying, I have come, in the next segment. But when I was getting into it and I was repeating those things that they asked us to say, I could feel waves of energy going through me, literally feel those waves of energy. And I knew there that your guides and my guides were working together. I felt that. Mm-hmm. That there was that coherence there with them, and that they were very pleased that I was doing that because it was very loving. Those waves of energy were very comforting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, words are difficult to express certain concepts like this, but you could put yourself in the field and actually experience this. So I think a lot of that has to do with something that you talk about in the book about the agreements we've made to the small self. And then we've applied those agreements to uphold our, you know, to create, become the arguments essentially for things like dualism, you know. So we're making all this up as we're going along, and it isn't necessarily our true reality.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, tough
stuff.
Yeah,
it makes sense. We're living in an inherited structure. The guys say, you know, we're kind of living in a museum.
Yeah.
You know, everything that we see was named by those who came before us.
Right.
And the meaning that things have been endowed with or have been endowed through history, you know. So, I mean, they say, you know, it's we make the diamond more valuable than the coal, you know. That's us doing that. So it's just, you know, that's the landscape that we're operating through.
Right. Right.
You know, one of the teachings that they're working with now really is the teaching, behold, I make all things new. Which is the claim of the true self, you know, in agreement to the manifest world. It's quite a trip. They just started working with it very directly in a workshop a few weeks ago, and I was floored by it. But they're really taking us to a new understanding, I suspect, of what reality can be known as we release some of the conditioning to perceive the potential of the inherent divine that is always there.
Letting go of some of that illusion. Well, folks, we're here with Paul Selig. The book is Beyond the Known, Realization. It's Paul Selig, SELIG.com is his website. And we'll be back with more after these messages.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Breathe deep. Smile. And pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622. Or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, if you just tuned in, we've been talking with Paul Selig. We're exploring a book that you need to really explore yourself. It's called Beyond the Known, Realization. And this is book number 7 in the series that he's been doing. Number 8 is on the way. It's going to be out in August. So we'll look forward to that. Each of these teachings, Paul channels. And what's so interesting is that he's having to discover all of this for himself because he doesn't remember everything that he hears. He's recording it.
So Paul, in reading the book, the words "I have come" has significant meaning to it. Could you explain that to us?
Yeah, I mean, there's an attunement that preceded it. The claim "I have come" is actually an attunement, or I call it an attunement. But what it seems to be is the sum total of the prior attunements, and the attunements that preceded it. I know who I am in truth. I know what I am in truth. I know how I serve in truth. I am free, I am free, I am free. Those are all claims of the inherent divine. The true self knows who it is, what it is in manifestation, how it serves, how it expresses, and can only be free. And the guides say this operates, these claims operate as notes on a piano. And when all of those notes are played at once, in realization, you have the claim, "I have come." And the claim "I have come," which is the expression of the divine in fullness, has quite a torque. When I first heard it, I thought I had misheard the attunement. There was the claim in the Book of Mastery, "I am here," And I just assumed I must have misheard, but then they kept delivering it through the rest of the dictation of the book. And then people started working with it and in workshops. And, you know, the effect was and is profound. So the guides say, you know, they've been saying for years since I started that it's all about being in accord or energetic accord. And they would always say ACCORD or ACHORD as on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the claim I have come is. It's the fullness of the chord. You know, the guy who works with me on the road and assists and, you know, runs the equipment asked a question in a workshop once. Are we always going to have to say, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve? And the guide said, well, until you know that is so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the example was, you know, I don't walk into a room and announce myself as being in a male body. You know, I show up that way and I don't say, hi, I'm Paul and I'm in a male body.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Right.
So the claim I have come is actually the equivalent of that. Once you know who you are, what you are, and how you serve, and know again means realize, it's not intellectual knowing, it's the expression of it,
mm-hmm.
that is the claim I have come. And it really packs a wallop. And again, it's an energetic wallop. You can feel the waves of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a physical attunement.
Mm-hmm.
When they first brought it through, people started, you know, having a big physical response to it, and that was challenging, and I'm grateful that it's slowed down. I don't want people, you know, sort of getting dizzy in my workshop. But it's quite something to feel, and it's quite beautiful to feel
yes.
as well.
So if, you know, we're in that frequency, if we're living and doing our best from that frequency, and we're saying, I have come until I've embodied it, basically, the realization is it, to mm-hmm. embody it and be the expression of it. Do the guides really feel that if enough of us do this, we can actually shift the consciousness on the planet? Because isn't this really embracing the Christ consciousness?
Yeah, that's what I hear. You know, mm-hmm. I know that you can do the invocation and you can feel the energy
mm-hmm.
and you can claim the energy for another. You have come, you have come, mm-hmm. you have come. And it's quite mm-hmm. potent, you know, when it's experienced at that level. But I don't know if that's the same thing as moving into full alignment with it or integrating it or, as the guides would say, realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in all of those claims, I know who I am, what I am, how I serve. The key word is the term know,
yes.
and know means realize.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an intellectual act.
Mm-hmm.
It's an act of comprehension
mm-hmm.
at a whole other level. I think it's the great aha
mm-hmm.
about who we truly are and have always been. But it does seem to come, as the guides say, at the cost of the old, at the cost of the old ideas of who we should be.
Yeah.
Or who we've been taught to believe we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're taking us through. But they do say that the purpose of this teaching isn't the enlightenment or realization of the individual. It's all being done for the collective.
Yes.
Because the one who holds this level of resonance lifts what he or she encounters to it.
Right. Mm. Do you encounter in your workshops, Paul, any resistance?
Not like I used to,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I first started, when there was one book out or even two, maybe even three,
mm-hmm.
people sort of didn't know who I was, what I did. And, you know, I used to have these experiences of, you know, having to sort of feel like I was proving myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the authenticity of the work. And maybe it's just that I don't care as much what people think of me, you
right.
know, as I used to, or that there's a body of work now. And most people who want to invest the time in coming to a workshop have at least spent some time watching some of the YouTube videos
mm-hmm.
or reading some of the books.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel anymore that it's the problem. I did a couple of events recently which had a few hundred people, many of whom were very new to the work.
Mm.
And, you know, the guides attune everybody to the energy and get them working with them in all the workshops. And it's really quite something to experience 300 people, you know, aligning at this level that can feel it.
Yes.
Because we say, you know, do you feel it? And people can respond.
Yes.
They do. They're sending mm-hmm. and receiving the energies.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who's never had sort of a tactile or, you know, somatic experience with vibration before mm-hmm. and consciousness work, it can be life-changing. It was for me the first time I felt mm-hmm. energy.
Well, I told you in that first segment, my client, it was life-changing for her, and mm-hmm. I felt her shift.
Yeah.
I could feel it was tactile yeah. to me to feel the shift in her, and mm-hmm. I knew we're really on to something now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it felt so good. We were both really joyous, actually.
Yeah. Well, they've also, your guides have been taking all of us in the series of books through a motion. It feels like a motion that more things become possible through that awareness. At least that's what mm-hmm. the motion feels like to me. And it builds. I mean, once you got it, you got it.
Yeah. You know, I agree. I mean, every time they finish a book, I think there's nothing more for them to say. But since the first book, and I don't know when this stops, and I don't know what I do when it stops. I mean, it's just the strangest thing. You know, mm-hmm. I was a college teacher for 25 years, mm-hmm. you know, and now mm-hmm. this is what I show up and do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful to be party to it, and I'm very grateful that people are being affected in very positive ways by it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they seem to have a lot to say, and I think they're very good teachers.
Oh yes, you
know, I don't think they've contradicted themselves yet in all of these books. And
no.
You know, it's a teaching that builds, and you know, they take their students through this process, I think, in a very loving way.
Mm-hmm. They know exactly what we need, I feel, individually and collectively, and exactly at what level we're sort of all resonating at, some in a little bit different frequency than others. But they know, and their teaching shows that, how they've built on this book after book after book. And boy, I love it, Paul, that you had some students that weren't familiar with the work, and they were able to incorporate them into that group beautifully.
Yeah, I wonder if your students, at least in the beginning, have to wonder, so why do the guides care? I mean,
why do they care?
Yeah, yeah, about us.
Yeah, there'd be some people that might think that, because that's that unworthiness thing.
Until you learn until you get into the connection with divinity, et cetera,
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guides have described themselves in a number of ways, and one of my favorites is when they've said to people, you know, we are who you become when you know who you are.
That's beautiful.
The level of identity beyond personality.
Oh yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, the latest book is Beyond the Known: Realization. It is, of course, by Paul Selig. He's the channel for the guides. You can find out more about Paul and his work by going to paulselig.com.
And you can attend his events online or live. And I'm sure all that information's on his website. Again, paulselig, S-L-E-L-I-G.com. Paul, thank you so very much for being the channel for this beautiful wisdom and help that we're getting in the world. Much appreciated. And folks,
thank
you. You bet. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.